Welcome to the Dirt Bike Radio Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, we are talking with Sherco rider Jonchi Reinerds, an absolute legend of a bloke. Just really, really puts in the time, both on the bike and off the bike, to kind of keep progressing, and he really has been. It's been a bit of a on and off year for him after such a successful one last year, Mount Misery. He had a bit of issues, but he's really come back, managed to get up on the podium again, which is exciting. So I really hope the best for him this year. We kind of just chat about what it's like to kind of go into the season, plus the new bike. We dive into a bit of detail about the new bike and what he's going to be doing for Hatter, jumping on a 450. So thanks so much, Jonchi, for your time. Make sure you go follow him. He does have some awesome stuff that comes out all the time. So go follow Jonchi. Follow Sherco Australia, because they do amazing stuff with the riders. It's really great to see a manufacturer backing riders like Sherco do. So go check them out. Check out our supporters too. B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, and Acherbis Australia. Make sure you go enter our competition to get your entry fee reimbursed for the Australian Hard Enduro Championships at Wattle Flat. And make sure you follow along, because we will be doing that at every Hard Enduro Championship round. We will be reimbursing a rider. So make sure you go follow that. Follow us. Follow Australian Hard Enduro Championship and get after it. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Radio Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia, and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia, we wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure. And that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers. All right, we're back with Jonchi Reinerds. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, good, thanks.
It's been a hot minute since we've talked to you, buddy. You've been a very busy boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. It's been a few months now, and yeah, just on the grind pretty well.
Look, we've caught you just after work, which it's always interesting to see riders. You know, you guys do so well on the weekends and really put it together and still can be so fast. But, you know, for people to know that you still have a normal life day job, mate, you must have to put in the hours on the bike, like, so much harder than everyone else.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, working, full-time job, but not only, we've just had we're currently in a four-week shutdown at the moment, so I pretty much just, just worked 2 weeks straight, flew out, raced AORC, and then I've just been going for, another nearly 2 weeks now, so I've had no bike time, which makes it very hard, but
really?
Obviously I'm doing 12-hour days, so it's making it tough with training and riding, but just got to do it.
Mate, you must be able to own Sherco at this point with all the money you're making on shutdowns.
Yeah, that's it. I wish.
Look, I mean, it's crazy that you're saying that you haven't had much time on the bike, because your results are there. We were just saying before, you know, seconds and thirds and stuff, which is a great end to be. You're right at the very pointy end of it, and you've got some massive competition this year. Are you feeling confident this year coming on the bike?
Yeah, definitely. This year we had the new 24 bike, which had a new engine and a new swing arm and whatnot. So, yeah, that took a little bit of getting used to. But once I got comfortable on that, I feel like the platform's a level above of what we had last year. So, we've had a pretty good start to the season so far.
And so what has felt the most different on the bike?
With the new engine, overall power is definitely up there compared to the old one. The way it handles is a little bit different with the swing arm. So I was a little bit me and Chad's off-road did a fair bit of work trying to get a setting that I was comfortable with, because my previous setting didn't work in this bike, which sort of threw me to start off with. Mm. And the bike doesn't have a lot of engine braking where the 2023 did. So
really?
It seems to be, it's got more of a two-stroke feel to it. So first, as soon as I got on and I just kept blowing through the turns and whatnot, but I soon got used to it now and yeah, enjoy the new bike.
And so, I mean, I remember speaking to you last year, you know, after, you know, you had the, oh, was it last year? I think it was the year before, maybe when you did the, so much riding on the bike, and you were talking about maybe Hamish McDonald's 300 four stroke overseas and trying to get some comparison to that. Is that where the bike's starting to lean now to more of the European specs?
Yeah, so we're lucky enough that Sherco in Europe and the CH team have they've sent us out some parts. So that's the bike I've been racing at AOIC is not just bog stock, which is nice. So we're a little bit extra power as well. Yeah, what those guys have been using is been a bit step above from the stock platform.
And is that more for the bottom end, the top end? How does that power kind of translate into the bike?
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty well just broad through the whole range. It seems that the bike revs a lot harder than the stock one.
All right.
So which is good because obviously we're up against 450s and we're only on 300. So that little bit extra power in the bush is yeah, it's really nice.
And then you're saying the swing arm change. I mean, a lot of people may not be able to feel that, and obviously it's up to you guys like you to be able to actually translate what that means. How does that swing arm affect the bike?
Yeah, so that I didn't originally I didn't think it'd change too much, but just the way that the bike was actually steering, traction, that sort of stuff, I found the 24 was getting a lot better traction than the 23, but it wasn't as stable under brakes.
Right.
I felt a little bit more lively, so that's where I work with Chad, and yeah, we come up with a new setting that has sort of yeah got me comfortable in that point. Which I think it's, yeah, overall the bike's been a step up from the 23 model.
And so, with all these changes, has that changed things like foot pegs or bars or tires or anything like that?
No, pretty much we're still on the mid-soft Pirellis. Bars, pretty well everything's the same. I think last year I ran a lowered subframe on the 23, where on the 24 I didn't. I felt like I liked the standard height more.
Yeah,
But
right.
other than that, it's pretty much. Yeah, everything from last year, other than a little bit different suspension setting.
Well, look, I mean, it must be working for you. I mean, as we said before, the results are coming in, and it's been a tough start to the year. And so, you've just finished the AORC round that's come through. It was cool that it was kind of assisted with the VORC. So it was a big turnout and big event.
Yeah, definitely. It was, I think we had over 460 riders, and
Whoa.
the club put in like a huge effort. The track was one of the most gnarly technical tracks that I've ever ridden, and yeah, but it was a really good track. Yeah, I think everyone was sort of a little bit blown away walking the track. Thought like maybe it's a little bit hard enduro-y sort of stuff, but I think yeah, once we got out there and yeah, I was actually quite happy with the way I rode and those bit more techie sort of stuff, as I haven't done as much as a few of the other guys in that sort of stuff, so.
Yeah.
Which yeah, it was good. Plenty of learning going on, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, it's been a kind of a good start to the year for that. How have you found the start of the season so far?
Yeah, pretty good. Round one and two, I was a little bit fresh on this new setting, and I was sort of yeah, sort of the first round, I was not sort of happy with the way I rode. And then, yeah, the last rounds, I felt like my riding was a lot better. I felt like it was closer to Milner. So I feel like if I can keep building from now, yeah, we'll be probably in a good spot.
Well, look, that's is it exciting? So you were saying that the last round was a bit more technical, and it's not really what you're used to riding. How did you find the bike then? Was it kind of set up a bit better for than what you expected, say, the first round?
Yeah, I think I got a little bit more time on this new setting between the first and second round, so I was more confident coming into the third and fourth round. But no, the bike handled it really well. Like I didn't even touch a clicker the whole weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just stayed on the same thing. So no, which was good. So.
That's awesome to hear. And so obviously that was such a massive event. What are you now starting to prep for next?
Yeah, so pretty much we got another AORC in Vic, which will be a part of the VORC again. So that's about 3 weeks away. So yeah, pretty much just I think hopefully we're going to have a 3 hour on the Saturday, so which would be nice across country and then sprints. So
Yeah,
and
yep.
So hopefully that goes ahead, and then I think we've got a little bit of time off from AORC, and then we've got a sort of a month off, and then into Hatter, which would be nice.
And so, yeah, you got your entry into Hatter because that thing sold out super quick.
Yeah, I got my entry in, so hopefully I'll either think I'm going to be on the 450 this year, so
Oh, wow.
yeah, which would be nice. So we rode the 500 last year, but yeah, I think I'll ride a 450 this year. So
And so, and why the big change? Why the bigger bike?
just in that high speed sort of stuff, I think yeah, the little 300, she hasn't quite got the legs on them long straights, so I
No.
think yeah, we definitely need to be up on that bit bigger.
And not the 500?
Yeah, I was happy to ride either, and I think we'll ride the 450 maybe. I think the 450 revs a little bit harder than the 250, the 500.
Yep.
So, yeah, I thought that we'll go with the 450.
I mean, it's interesting. Triggy's been riding that 500 like a beast for a few years now, so it definitely has the power. But I suppose for a smaller fella like you, the 450's got plenty of go to get you going through the sand.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, Triggy knows the quick way around those sand tracks, so hopefully we can get up there and do a bit of riding with him in the lead up to Hatter, which would be nice.
And so, as you said, the last round was a little techie. Does that mean we could potentially see you at a hard enduro?
Oh, I don't reckon. I wouldn't say that, mate.
Come on,
I
mate.
think
Wildwood's calling you.
I think those boys can have that to tour to themselves. I think yeah, Sola come down and race the AYC, which was nice, but
Yep.
he can have all the hard enduro to himself, I think.
Yeah, look, there's been a fair few of you guys kind of crossing over, and yeah, the right Solar came across, and he rode a 300 as well. What's it like seeing his setup compared to your setup on a weekend like that?
Yeah, so he went. He rode the 300 four-stroke last AYC. So I think pretty well he had a very similar setup to what I was running.
All right.
Yeah, which I think was a fair bit different from him compared to his normal hard enduro setup. But yeah, other than that, I think he liked my setup, so that was a positive.
Yeah, look, it is weird to see kind of the crossover, and to also see the results too, because you've got young kids like Kogan Lock coming out and are really showing their speed, and then Solar coming in there too. I guess it's a great cross training for you. What do you then do to cross train for, the off roads?
Yeah, pretty much. I still ride a lot of motocross as well, just for that speed and intensity. But yeah, I do ride a fair bit of probably techie hard enduro stuff. I need to probably ride a little bit more of it, especially this year so far. A lot of our tracks have been quite technical compared to normal. So I think going forward, that's pretty much I'll be doing a bit of work in more rocky, snottier sort of stuff.
I mean, you're in Tasmania, mate, so you have some of the most awesome hard enduro tracks, but also riders available. So it's you got plenty to play with.
Yeah, definitely. We're pretty lucky down here that yeah, we can go 10 minutes one way and riding in some sand, and then we can go another 20 minutes the other direction, and you're just riding in rocks and yeah, which we're very fortunate to have
Mate,
a lot of good tracks.
20 minutes one way, you've probably gone from one side of the island to the other as well. So it's
Yeah, pretty much that's it.
well, look, man, it's been great to see you kind of flying the flag for Sherco and the off-road stuff and doing really well. So hopefully we can see you in the future, and then watch you tear it up at Hadar as well.
Yeah, no, thank you. So hopefully we can continue getting those results and yeah, excited for the rest of the season.
Beautiful. Cheers, my friend.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.